Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good friend Joyce Weiss back on the show. Joyce is a salesmanship expert. She is the corporate energizer. Her job is to go around helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, whether it be the way we communicate with people, how we make sure that they understand what we mean, what we want, so we can get the most out of them and they can get the most out of us. She thinks being direct with respect is a very important way to do business, and she talks about that a lot. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life, and she and I are going to talk about a lot of different things, but especially something called reinvention. Joyce Weiss, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. Now, Joyce, let's talk about this reinvention thing, because you live in Michigan, and if there ever was a state that has become a clinic for the rest of us on how literally a state can reinvent itself, it's Michigan, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody, and you know, all over the United States knows what's happening here with the, you know, automobile industry, and you know, a lot of the bad things, the mayor, I don't know, you know, I mean, lots of things that are bad, and reinventing is what is, I know it's going to be a very, very positive thing once the rest of the United States hears some of the good things. And this is the key, what you just said, reinventing ourselves. And a lot of businesses are so successful, and they're doing so well in Michigan. But you don't hear about them, Jim.
Well, you know, I was there. I spoke at the Chamber of Commerce about a year and a half ago in Detroit, which has an incredible – it's the largest Chamber of Commerce in the country. But they have a really well-developed – a small business division of the Chamber of Commerce. The event was very well attended from all over the state, really, and I really was excited about what I saw, the attitudes that I saw of small business owners there. Now, folks, the reason Joyce is here is not to talk about Michigan, but we're going to use Michigan and those small business owners as examples of how to reinvent yourself, because, you know, Joyce, I've had to reinvent myself in my life. Have you?
Like every few years, you want to use the word rebranding or refocusing on who your customer is, or probably one of the main things that when I speak on this topic, is especially there were 200 small business owners in an audience about a week and a half ago, and this is and I don't usually talk about this, Jim, but I'm finding that people are asking me, Joyce, why are you still in business after 20 plus years? How do you do it? And I think I know rebranding, reengineering. Yep. I don't care what word you use. Yep. Taking a look, how are things changing? What do you have to do? Who is your customer? Who is your new customer? All this good stuff that you talk about, but the ones that are doing it are the ones that are succeeding, whether it's Michigan or wherever. The ones that are stuck. That are stuck, oh, woe is me, things are lousy, the economy.
It's somebody else's fault.
Always.
I'm a victim.
Yes.
That's extinction language, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I wrote an article once, Joyce, and as I remember, the title was Reinvention or Extinction, The Choice is Yours.
Oh, there you go.
And that's really the truth. And as you say, reinvention doesn't have, you know, in my case, there were times when I had to reinvent myself because I had no choice. Mm-hmm. And then when I got a little bit smarter, I realized that reinvention was a process of morphing to make sure that you are staying on the leading edge of wherever you are, because leading edge is where the profits and the opportunities are. And you know, there are two kinds of bleeding edges, Joyce. One is out there too far out in front where you're too far ahead of yourself, and the other is when you get too far behind.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to become best practices certified a few years ago.
Right.
Because I wanted to learn from the best and brightest companies. What are they doing? What are their secrets? And it's exactly what you and I are talking about. They decide what are their best qualities, how are they unique, and probably one of the most important things for the listeners this morning is don't copy your competition. Look at what they're doing and do something unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
And that then you could sell that. So when people say to you, why are you so expensive, you could say, let me tell you the value that I'm going to bring you. I mean, that's huge versus, you know, I mean, everyone's expensive today in this economy.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's doing their best to stay afloat. And I think once we really see why we stand out, and so we won't become the dinosaurs. We won't become extinct.
Well, you know, one thing you just said, talking about price, that's really important is, you know, I talk to my audience, and when I speak, I always talk about this. I remind them that the price war is over and we lost.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wondering, well, you know, I like my product. I like my name, the name of my company. I don't have a problem with that. So how would I reinvent myself? Well, let me ask you a question. How much different is the price of your product from the big boxes? If you're still trying to fight the price war with the big boxes, you need to reinvent the way you, what you said a minute ago, Joyce, how you your customers perceive your value.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you may have to change who your customers are.
Yeah.
I mean, this is huge because if you're,
yeah.
I mean, this is I think one of the biggest things in my own business. Is I had to see, okay, if I'm not getting, if the phone isn't ringing, is it me, is it them? It's usually a combination.
Mm-hmm.
And figure out how to get to the people who have the money, have the need, who could be advocates for yourself.
Right. Just like Michigan had to figure out that they no longer could count on the big three automakers as their customers.
Yes.
As their primary customers, they realize that Michigan is realizing they got to deal with. They got to have a lot of customers, and a lot of them need to be small business owners, don't they?
Yes. And now, because of what you just said, there's a lot of companies who are now bringing in people either from Michigan or all over in the technology field.
Yep.
Because we are. It's just every day there's a new company that just opened up. It has nothing to do with the automotive industry.
Yep. Yep.
It's
yep.
called. Yep.
Go ahead.
No, it's just that is totally reinventing.
Yeah.
Is figuring out what can we do besides the auto industry.
One of the things we're going to do, Joyce is a great communication expert. When we come back, we're going to get her to help us to understand how to morph ourselves, how to reinvent ourselves, and do it with the language that we use. We'll talk about that right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Joyce Weiss is our guest. Welcome back. It's 7. Oh, no, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the man who can't tell time. Welcome back. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. Oh, by the way, that's a little John Cougar Mellencamp bringing us back there. And it's good to have you. Good to continue to be with you. And it's good to continue to be with our good friend Joyce Weiss, who is all over our websites. You can go find the interviews that she's done with us over the years there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Joyce, you have a website of your own, don't you?
Yes, and it's brand new. The website's the same, meaning it's www.joyceweiss.com. And that's W-E-I-S as in Sam, S as in Sam. And if your listeners want to get on a mailing list where they will get articles, they actually have to contact me first. There's a contact button just because we don't have the link ready yet for them to sign
right.
up on their own.
Okay.
And once
that's
they
coming,
do...
But that's coming, right?
Oh, absolutely, that's coming. Yeah. Like I said, it's brand new. It's people can get articles. Once they give me their email, they'll get them all on the topics we're
talking
about.
Can they find
your
books there, too?
Absolutely.
19 Secrets for Successfully Navigating Life's Potholes, Ruts, and Obstacles. That's her booklet. And then, of course, the other book, Take the Ride of Your Life, is a regular, thicker book. Okay. Now, we've been talking about reinventing yourself. And you like to one of your trademarks, Joyce, is you talk to people about being direct with respect. What about being direct with respect to ourselves? You know, sometimes when we need to reinvent ourselves, we have to have I have to have a word with myself. You know, as the English say, I'll have a word with myself. And don't we have to do that? Don't we have to have a word with ourselves? And how do we need to be direct with respect to ourselves?
Oh, yes. And that's part of be direct with respect. It's, for example, how many times, I don't know about you, but I know I hear people say, I really want to network because I know that's a key in success, but I'm too shy.
Right.
And they're clicks. Before you go to a networking session, or I even have to say this to myself, is that, hey, who am I going to meet today? Who am I going to look for that's going to make a difference not only in my business, but somebody that I can help? Or if you have to give a speech, some people aren't as fortunate as or you or I were. We can do it. It just, I think we were born to speak, Jim. But most people I find, they don't want to. So instead of saying to themselves, I can't do it, I'm too shy, or I don't know how to speak, you got to change that language. Hey, it's a learning experience. You know, I'm going to go further in my career because of it. Be direct with respect is totally, it starts with yourself. Mm-hmm. It starts with yourself. And I have something.
You've got to, you know, Polonius said this to Falstaff in Hamlet, in Shakespeare's Hamlet. He said, this above all, to thine own self be true. That's, that's, you know, some people think that's a cliche, but it's really, I don't see how you can be a successful small business owner if you can't, above all things else, be true to yourself.
Oh, you have to be. Especially, let's say you got a rejection. Let's say somebody went to a a competitor and not you instead. And we all do it. You mentioned the word victim before the mm-hmm. break. We all fall a little bit, but you know, forget the pity party. I have a tagline that I use with almost everything I do when I speak or facilitate. You get what you tolerate. If your business isn't doing well, then you get what you tolerate. What do you have what do you have to do to turn things around? If your relationships are not as good, it's not their fault. You get what you tolerate. You either let people walk over you or, which is the main point of be direct with respect, you're not giving people a gift in a way by telling them something they need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it may be hard, part of be direct with respect is it's a win-win. They will win because they'll hear something mm-hmm. that you said, as long as it's done in a respectful way. And yet a lot of people think that I mean sarcasm or being
mean. See, what you're talking about, Joyce, is what I call seeking excellence.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't seek excellence without truth.
Yes.
If you can't tell the truth, and truth has to be delivered in a way that can be consumed, because if you deliver truth in a way that's abrasive, it's offensive, it's insulting, it's critical, unduly critical, or whatever, that's not truth. That's as you said, that's sarcasm, and nobody likes that. You know, unless it's humor sarcasm. But the thing is you've got to be true to yourself. You've got to be true to other people, and you've got to deliver it in a way that it can be consumed. And that's when everybody is seeking excellence.
Exactly. And an example, and I get this all the time, I get people in my workshops that say, Joyce, how do I tell people that I want to help them out, but I'm too busy? So we practice things like, I'd like to help you out. I have this report to do at 3 o'clock. I will copy your project after I finish this report. That's a win-win. That's saying, sure, I'm going to help you out. Not now, you want me to. And that's important. Or what about people who want to be a good team player, but they're not sure, are they? Why not come out and say something like, if I'm not carrying my weight and it's affecting you, tell me in a positive way. I mean, this will then open up the communication.
Joyce, I've got to wrap it up. Joyce Weiss is our guest, folks. Longtime friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. JoyceWeiss.com. That's two E before I and two S's. Joyce, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you. Invite me back anytime. Great.
You're always invited back. We'll get you back. Thanks, Joyce. We'll see you next time. It's a quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages with Denise Youngkin. She's with FedEx. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.